Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for our weekly Tech Talk segment to get analysis of the latest coming out of the tech world. We're joined by Straits Times tech contributor Wong Kai-yi to tell us what's going on. Kai-yi, PC shipments saw an uptick in 2019, but 2020 has been a disaster as global personal computer shipments dropped the most since 2013 in the first quarter. What kind of damage are we looking at?
We're just looking at, you know, some of the figures here. And just to give a bit of context, 2013, the reason for the drop in 2013 was because, if you recall, tablets took center stage then. So everyone was excited about, you know, the latest tablets and all that. And seems like this fall, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, is quite comparable. So PC makers shipped 51.6 million laptops, desktops and workstations in the first 3 months of 2020. So that's a 12% decrease compared with a year earlier. So this is according to research firm Gartner Inc. on Monday. Analyst IDC actually pegged the decline at 9.8%. Mm. So according to their research, to Gartner's research, it said following the first lockdown in China in late January, there was far lower PC production volume in February that turned into logistical challenges because, as we all know, you know, China ended up locking itself down to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. And, you know, that disrupted supply chains no end. We're looking at possibly, you know, a prolonged sort of period in PC consumption, you know, even just consumer electronics. And it doesn't seem to be any sort of relief in sight yet.
What does this mean for the computer makers? I mean, who's emerged at the top? Could we see any sign of improvement soon?
Yeah, well, you know, like I mentioned, it's really hard to see, but let's take a look at who is in pole position. So Lenovo, Lenovo Group, they have held on to this number one spot for the longest time, and they are still at number one with about 24% of the PC market, which, you know, thereabouts. HP is the second largest player, and Dell takes up third place. And, well, if we're talking about improvements, yes. Kind of yes and no, because you see, we have this sort of stay-at-home, work-from-home kind of situation going on. So it stands to reason that there'll be more people buying PCs, more people buying your monitors and all that to make up their work-from-home requirements. But at the same time, due to the pandemic, you know, consumers and businesses are now expected to hold on to these PCs for just a little bit longer. I mean, assuming they bought them brand new, so they wouldn't have to upgrade in a few years' time. So yes and no, we're going to see maybe a little bit of an uptick, but not too much.
And Kai, speaking about what's happening with the pandemic that we've got going on at the moment, Apple and Google said on Friday that they'll work together to create contact tracing technology that aims to slow the spread of the virus by allowing users to opt into logging into other phones they've been near to. So just to be clear, they're not actually developing apps, but the technology behind them. Now, how does this work between the two companies? I mean, historically, they haven't cooperated much.
Exactly. So, I mean, Apple and Google, as we have talked multiple times in this program, they are at loggerheads to each other. They compete in almost every consumer aspect, every part of the consumer space. And it probably takes a pandemic of this scale to make the two world's largest tech companies work together. So they are developing the technology behind these contact tracing apps. So in Singapore, we already have something similar called Trace Together, which uses Bluetooth technology. So phones, for example, if you're around an infected person and you have that app and the other person also has that app, the apps kind of do a handshake, and this data would then get uploaded to the, I'm assuming, government servers, and then they can track, you know, do contact tracing and see who this person has been in contact with. And this is what Apple and Google are trying to do right now. They're trying to provide the framework, provide the requisite technology for apps similar to what Singapore has developed to help governments develop similar apps. It just raises some questions here and there, because right now there have been just centralized development of apps. So governments have been doing that. You know, they developing their own apps, like Singapore, for example. But now the health information through the technology that Apple and Google are developing actually goes to the company servers.
So how does this work? Do we don't need to install an app for this?
Actually, Actually, no. So Apple and Google app, they're actually going to update the phones through an over-the-air update. So Apple says it's going to update its phones to accept these new apps just via a software update, and Google is going to do the same through the Play Store. So the Play Store is Google's mechanic to update Android phones. So users don't have to do anything. They'll just probably get an update on their phones in the next couple of weeks or so, or months, depending how long the companies take to develop these apps. And yeah, it's all green light from there.
We're speaking to Wong Kai, Straits Times tech contributor. Kai, still in Apple somewhat, the company is said to be redesigning the iPhone Pro with a flat edges, kind of similar to the iPad Pro. Isn't that the same as the old iPhone 5? Anything new aside from that?
Yes, we're going to see some very iPad Pro-looking iPhones coming out this year. I'm not sure if you've used the latest iPad Pro. It's got very sort of almost very brutal aesthetic. It's squared off at the edges, and it seems like the new iPhones will follow that sort of very brutalist, minimalist aesthetic that Apple is starting to get very well known for. And yes, so aside from these flat edges, so to speak, seems that there will be some curved glass on the new iPhone. So the screen might be curved, but there are differing reports here. Some say it's going to be flat, some say it's going to be curved. But what they're in agreement is that the new iPhone will feature the new iPad Pro's LiDAR 3D scanning system. So LiDAR is basically a fancy sort of technology that helps improve the augmented reality experience on the phone. I'm not sure if you've gone to Google recently, but if you actually type Easter Bunny into Google, your phone uses a camera and sort of projects an image of an Easter Bunny into the environment that you're in.
Tried this. I had a tiger on my balcony.
Exactly, that's the same one. So yeah, you can have a tiger on your balcony, a Easter Bunny on your couch, that sort of thing. So LiDAR is expected to sort of revolutionize this whole augmented reality system. And that is one of the things that we should be looking out for in the new iPhone.
Now, speaking of augmented reality, I mean, this is kind of loosely related. There's a game that's been making headlines, and that's the hit quarantine game on Nintendo, Animal Crossing, and it's taking the world by storm. But it's also been banned from Chinese game shops after activists have used it to criticize the central government. Kai, what's happening? How have the activists been repurposing this game?
Man, first off, I have to admit something. I have played literally endless hours put endless hours into Animal Crossing. It's one of the most fun games you can ever play. It's a parallel universe in these crazy times of ours, and it's such a fantastic escape. But back to the topic at hand. So some players in Hong Kong have actually used the platform to stage protests. So there've been a couple of screenshots on Twitter showing, because you can customize the game to no end. So there are banners and placards in the game that says, Free Hong Kong, Revolution Now. And these things are, very touchy in different parts of the world. And therefore, China's central government has decided to censor this video game and pull its sales from nearly all corners of the Chinese market. It's a way to, I guess games have always been a sort of social commentary as long as they have existed, right? And with a game as open-ended as Animal Crossing, it's definitely going to take it to the next level where people actually can put photos of, Hong Kong's chief executive or just banners saying Free Hong Kong Revolution Now into the game. And so this is obviously not very palatable to Chinese central government.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Kai, before we go, as always, I'm sure you've got an interesting tech fact for us.
We can't get away from, the coronavirus situation. So if you want something to listen to, there's been a sort of, movement growing on YouTube around ambient modular synth video. So if you're not familiar with that, it's basically videos of people creating music through these things called Eurorecs. And it's a very soothing kind of ethereal kind of music. It's amazing. You should check it out. It's called ambient modular synth.
We all need a little bit of calm and distressing in the current environment. Is that what it's about?
We all do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kai. You take care and keep safe and healthy, okay?
You too, Rachel.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3, and this has been Tech Talk with Straits Times tech contributor Wong Kai.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.